Welcome to House Rules, the podcast where we strip away the noise and focus on the rules that matter. Today, we're diving into one of the most critical principles of success: narrow your focus. There's an old saying, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but people often leave out the second half, but often better than a master of one. Both statements are true. In today's world, having a range of skills is valuable, but here's the thing. Before you can be great at many things, you have to master one. Mastery isn't an accident, it's deliberate, it's methodical, and more than anything, it requires discipline. So today we're going to talk about why you need to stop chasing everything at once, how to cut out distractions, and why real success starts with relentless focus. You live in a world that celebrates doing everything at once. Open your phone right now and you'll see people juggling side hustles, learning 5 different skills, jumping from project to project. It looks impressive, but here's the truth. Most of them aren't actually getting anywhere. Science backs this up. Studies show that multitasking is inefficient. It's a productivity killer. Your brain isn't wired to switch between tasks constantly. Every time you move from one task to another, your focus takes a hit. It's called attention residue. The more you jump around, the less progress you make. And yet, we convince ourselves that we just do more, will eventually break through, but that's not how mastery works. Malcolm Gladwell in Outliers talks about the 10,000-hour rule. The idea it takes roughly 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to become world-class at anything. That's not just showing up. That's deep, focused work. Ask yourself, have you truly dedicated 10,000 hours to anything? Have you given one thing your full attention long enough to undeniably be great at it? Or have you spent your time dabbling, switching lanes, chasing the next new thing? Picture this. You decide you want to be the best pastry chef in the world. Sounds ambitious, right? But how do you actually get there? How many cakes do you need to bake? How many hours do you have to be in the kitchen? How many failures, mistakes, and burnt disasters do you have to endure before you create something perfect? The answer? A lot. But more importantly, your first step isn't trying to master everything. It's about mastering one thing first. This is what separates those who excel from those who remain average. The ones who succeed are the ones who pick a lane and stay in it long enough to actually go somewhere. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple, the company wasn't floundering. They had dozens of products, all scattered and unfocused. The first thing he did, he cut everything down to 4 core products. He made Apple focus. That focus turned them into one of the most valuable companies in history. Lesson, do less, but do it better. Now, focus sounds simple, but it's practice. It's a war. Every day there's a battle for your attention. Your phone, your inbox, social media, people pulling you in different directions. If you're not deliberate, distractions will own you. So how do you fight back? 1, identify the distractions. Be honest about what's pulling your attention away. Your phone, background noise, the endless scrolling. Name the enemy. 2, create an environment for deep work. Set up a space where focus is your default. No notifications, no random interruptions. 3, time block your priorities. Allocate time for what actually matters. If you don't schedule focus, distractions fill the gaps. 4, set deadlines. Set deadlines for everything. Parkinson's law states that work expands to fit the time allocated. If you give yourself an hour, it takes an hour. If you give yourself a day, it takes a day. Give yourself constraints and you'll be more productive. The goal here isn't just to work, it's to work deeply. And the only way to do that is to cut the noise. So what happens when you commit mastery? When you focus on one thing, when you devote yourself fully to a craft, a skill, or a mission, you develop something that most people never achieve: true expertise. Steve Jobs mastered product design before he revolutionized tech. Kobe Bryant spent hours perfecting his shot before becoming a basketball legend. Writers don't just write. They rewrite, edit, and refine until the words cut through the noise. Mastery isn't magic, it's work. And here's the kicker. Once you've mastered one thing, it becomes easier to learn others. A great writer can become a great speaker. A great athlete can transition into business. A great musician can master multiple instruments. But it all starts with one focus, one discipline, one commitment. Here's the challenge. Look at your life right now. What's the one thing you need to be focusing on? Not 5, not 3, just 1. Pick it, commit to it, and dedicate the next 30 days to deep focused work on it. Because the truth is, you don't need better opportunities. You need better execution. And better execution starts with narrowing your focus. the World Reward Specialist, people who have mastered their craft, honed their skills, and disciplined themselves to go all in. So stop chasing everything at once. Stop spreading yourself thin. Focus now and success will come. If this episode resonates with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to commit to your focus, let me know. Tag me, DM me, and start the conversation. This is House Rules. And the rule today, narrow your focus. I'll see you next time. Peace.